Good morning, friends. I have a little question for you this morning. Probably not one that you expect me to ask of you while we're here in church, but I want you to think about who your favorite villains are, from books or movies, TV or comics. Who are those villains that you find the most intimidating? What makes them so interesting or effective in what they do? Did those villains that you thought about or said out loud, did they ever change their ways or find their redemption? What can we learn from those villains? Can we learn anything from those villains? We find them just about everywhere we look. Movies, TV shows. It helps us that we can look on the screen and see what they look like, especially if they wear a scary mask or costume. I mean, think about it, okay? Star Wars, A New Hope. There's Luke Skywalker all in white, and then there's Darth Vader all in black with that mask on. Ooh, or Emperor Palpatine. I can't even look at him. He's too scary for me. Or my favorite, how about Captain America? He's not the villain. But think about Captain America. He's all smiles and dressed in bright colors in red, white, and blue. And then there's the Red Skull, all in black with that creepy mask on. Or speaking of creepy villains, how about Harry Potter? I think he has to win for the most creepy bad guys or villains. Voldemort, Umbridge, Bellatrix, too scary for me. But all through literature, we find villains and bad guys. We might not be able to see them, but in books we can read about them. The things they do or the words that they say, we can usually figure it out pretty quickly who they are. But we're talking about Les Miserables. Last week, we talked about Jean Valjean, our hero of the epic. Today, we're moving on to Javert. It's pretty easy for us to assume that Javert is the villain. He is the one who is after our hero. But technically, he isn't a villain. Javert is a policeman. He's the investigator who is dedicated to serve his country and to stand for law and order. He thinks the rules of right and wrong are very important. So instead of villain, we need to look at Javert as what you would call an antagonist. Not to get too academic or teachery on you, but if you haven't learned it yet, there's two things that you'll learn to find in literature. Our protagonist, our hero of the story, or the antagonist, the guy or the person or thing that is standing against our hero. Sorry. So Mr. Javert, he technically isn't a bad guy who's up to no good, but he's the person who wants to put Jean Valjean back in prison at any cost. You see, when it comes to Javert, there is no flexibility or compromise when it comes to his job. Everything has to stay neat and orderly. Order is necessary to keep people safe. Order is a key for workplaces to be productive and efficient. In the very beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, we read about how God made order from the chaos. In the beginning of Les Mis, Javert is working as a prison warden. He maintains order to prevent chaos in the prison, and that was really important. For Javert, rules and order are the keys to justice. The Pharisees of Jesus' day were similar to Javert. They were known for their righteousness, yet sometimes we see them as villains because of the importance that they placed on rules and Jewish laws. They were a group that stood against Jesus and his mission. In the book of Mark, in chapter 3, we can read about a time when the Pharisees confronted Jesus and his disciples when they were picking grain on the Sabbath. There were strict rules as to what you could and couldn't do on the Sabbath. And according to Jewish law, people should rest from all kinds of work. Now, Jesus explained to the Pharisees that they had missed the point of this law when it came to the Sabbath. You see, the Sabbath was a day of rest that was a gift from God. If people weren't allowed to pick grain or gather food to meet their basic needs or to feed the hungry, the Sabbath would feel more like a punishment than a day to worship and give thanks and praise to God. Jesus teaches us to honor and follow the law, but it also invites us to consider the purpose. If following religious laws does not bring us into closer relationship with God, then the law is probably missing the point. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40, Jesus taught the greatest commandments, the most important things that we can do as Christians. I bet many of you could say it with me. The most important, greatest commandment that God gave us is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And the second is like it also, to love your neighbor as yourself. For Jesus and his followers, the most important rule was love. All of God's commandments were based off of loving God and loving neighbor. Love is an important part, even an essential part, in seeking justice for all of God's people. For the Pharisees and Javert, grace, forgiveness, and love had nothing to do with justice. Rules were the only thing that they considered of importance. This is what makes it so easy for us to think of them as villains or bad guys. Mr. Javert did not know the kind of love and grace that we know. His heart had been hardened by the law, and that was all that he could understand. In the end of the story, when Javert was treated with love and grace by none other than Jean Valjean, he couldn't handle it or even accept it. And sadly, he met a very tragic end. For our protagonist and hero, Jean Valjean was showing grace to someone who had treated him so poorly. And that is an example that we see in our real-life hero of Jesus. To the Pharisees and every other group of people he encountered when seeking justice, Jesus showed grace, forgiveness, and love. Will you pray with me? God of new creation and new life, thank you for the stories that teach us about our priorities and how to live our lives. Open our eyes, ears, and minds to focus on living as your people. Help us to make love a priority in all we say and all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.